This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Stop complaining about the officiating. It's not why the Cowboys are going home. It's Chris Carlin and Bart Scott. I'm in for Alan Hahn today on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and of course on your smart speaker presented by Progressive Insurance. Be a part of the show on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. After Super Wild Card Weekend and even one more game tonight that we will preview, the talk of everybody, Bart Scott, is the Cowboys losing yesterday to the 49ers and the fashion in which they lost it. I don't care about what happened at the end of the game. It's not why they lost the game. They didn't run the ball. They got the ball ran down their throats. They were down 16 in the fourth quarter, and you were praying for a miracle to come back. Don't blame anybody but yourselves.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, right? Because we automatically believe that if they would have got that, you know, the ball spiked, that automatically they're going to hit a Hail Mary, or they're going to get the Hail Mary pass. Like, that's assuming a lot. It still would have been a lot of football to play. And the fact is, San Francisco went into their house and they out-physicaled them. They ran the ball down their throat and they made the plays. They were the more disciplined team. And not that it was perfect on their end, but I tell you what, Randy Gregory was a one-man wrecking crew. When you think about the type of penalties, I've never seen anybody.
If you're, I've been wrecking his own team.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody. I mean, whether it's the offsides trying to jump the count, or on the other side is body slamming somebody that's tried to block him on the edge. How about instead of blocking him, how about getting upfield and being involved in the tackle, right? So it's undisciplined. And listen, I feel bad for the kid, because what happens when people lose games like this, people look for a finger to point. And, you know, the easy target that we knew was going to be McCarthy, but it's a young man also that got the hands to the face, and he has to go on social media and say, listen, I let you guys down, you know, blame me, but don't attack my family. Because what happens is Dallas fans are so arrogant, so conceited, that they believe that, you know, they were robbed or that people lost it for them. No, the San Francisco 49ers came to your house and took it from you. They beat you. In the fourth quarter, down 16 points is a you problem. Dak Prescott, $40 million quarterback, right? We look at the other $40 million quarterbacks. Josh Allen looked like a superstar, right? Patrick, my homeboy, after he quit playing, he said, all right, let's play for real, guys. What he did to the Pittsburgh Steelers, superstar. When you look at Dak Prescott, that's why we always struggle to put him in that upper echelon of great quarterbacks, because he comes up small when everybody else is supposed to come up big.
Bart, this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Listen, we can talk about everything that went wrong for them, 14 penalties, but let's just hear, because I think there is a tone of what the coach and the quarterback are both saying. Let's hear from them on what went down at the end of the game. First of all, Dak Prescott on the quarterback draw.
Made the call knowing that we're in a get some yards and get down and got to clock it, knowing that situation, something we've practiced over and over again. Went, got some yards, went down. As I was getting behind Tyler, saw 4 seconds left. Thought it was time, obviously, to make sure everybody was set. And then, honestly, just got hit from behind. And then still there. When I gathered myself, saw 2 seconds and thought I could get the snap and get it down before time expired. And unsure exactly what happened other than that.
I hated the call. I hated the call to begin with. You're at the 41-yard line, and you have 14 seconds left. I get what he's trying to do, and even if he's doing it, Bart, he's got to know to get down sooner than he did. The extra 5 yards is not worth it.
Exactly. Exactly. The extra 5 yards did not matter. Understand it. You got to understand the process. And when you do these situations in practice, guess what? You're not handing it to a referee. Guess who spots the ball? The center. Right? And that's exactly what happened. They did what they were trained to do, because they probably run those situations without a referee at practice to know. Everybody remembers and everybody looks at Larry Fitzgerald when they were trying to win that Super Bowl against the Steelers. Him sprinting like Usain Bolt in the Jamaican track team, trying to hand that ball off to the ref like it was a baton. And that's what you have to do. That's understanding the game. Those extra 5 yards was not worth it. And if he goes 2 yards, 3 yards less, they get that ball spotted because the ref is – and listen, you have to open it up. Yeah, you got bumped because you guys created the Great Wall of China and the ref couldn't get through. He has to get in front to spot the ball. And the ref did the right thing by bailing out the front door instead of going back through like he normally would do. So that's a Dak problem. But everybody wants to bring it down to that one play. You still have to run up a snap. You still got to throw the ball and get a touchdown. What are we talking about? Like, is it automatic? The problem is, first of all, Debo Samuel, you're lucky they replayed that. And they got it right because they were short. But you talk about Jimmy G letting you back in the game like, you know, we thought he would. You know, he's not played great, but he played good enough. And it's because you guys had all those self-inflicted wounds, so Bubba today can burn his Dak jersey because Dak did not earn his bread because all the other quarterbacks that got paid that type of money with that type of weaponry. And like I said, I told people all year that Dallas was fool's gold. You talk about their record. Yeah, you should be able to sweep up on that weak division, the NFC least, and go 6-0. But when you went against the Cardinals, you went against anybody that can defend himself and punch back, what did you do? You got a big old L, and the only L that you didn't get it was against Mac and Cheese up in Gillette. And now, you know, that one has an asterisk on it because we saw what they're about, and they're not a full, complete team ready to compete yet because of the limitations of their quarterback. But that's a different story for a different time in the show. So tune in and hear that beef, too.
That's coming. This is not putting up 50 on the Washington football team. It's just not. Sorry. And we want you to be a part of the show. So get in on this right now at 888-SAY-ESPN. We're taking your calls in literally minutes. 888-729-3776. Your take on the end of the game and why the Cowboys lost. Let's listen to Mike McCarthy on what happened on the final snap.
I've never seen that come down, you know, the way it came down, you know, as far as the collision between the umpire and the quarterback. You know, trying to get inside the 30-yard line to set up the last play. Communication that I was given on the sideline that they were reviewing it. They were going to put, you know, time back on the clock. And the next thing I know that they're running off the field.
You know what, Mike? Stop.
You know
stop.
Why? You know why? You
have to coach it the right way. And all the official is doing when he collides with him is trying to get in place.
Carlin, you know why he's never seen it? Because most quarterbacks are smart enough to hand it to him. So
well, maybe he
that's
didn't
why.
See it. That,
no,
maybe
that's
he didn't
why.
See it because they didn't practice it. But or didn't practice it enough where the message was getting across. Dak said they practiced it, but clearly the message didn't get through.
Listen, it's very few times you practice that it's actually referees there. The referee would explain to Dak, and he would have known that you have to hand it to me. I have to touch the ball. You can't allow players to spot the ball. The players would do that all the time then, right? So he wouldn't ran to him if he would have turned around and the guard had opened up a little way and he handed it to him. He would have put it down. You would have got it. And that millisecond is a second that cost you. But we want to talk about – this is what I hate. We want to talk about the end of the game. How do we get here? We got here because Ezekiel Elliott was a non-factor. We got here because Pollard was a non-factor. We got here because CeeDee Lamb was a non-factor. So let's talk about all the money that Jerry spent. And Jerry said before the game, before this whole tournament started, that if we didn't make it to the Super Bowl, it would be a big disappointment. But listen, we are accustomed here, especially me and you. We've been together a lot over the years on the radio. One thing we're accustomed to, the Cowboys coming up short. And that's the them problem. That has nothing to do with the San Francisco 49ers. It has nothing to do with the referees. It has to do with the fact that they don't know how to close, right? They don't know how to win, and they haven't known how to win for a long time. Ezekiel Elliott, 12 carries, 31 yards. The second leading rusher because of that last little scramble, Dak Prescott. Everybody wants to throw roses at Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore should be this. Kellen Moore should be that. Check out Kellen Moore's numbers against those opponents not in that division. And take away, okay, the first game when they went against the Buccaneers, because everybody's the first game is everybody's high and jacked up on Mountain Dew. So they have to reassess that. And I love the fact, oh, my God, you think about Dan Quinn, he should be a head coach. Man, they were 19th in defense. Like, we so accustomed to them being so God forbid, awful, that we applaud 19th ranked in the defense. If Rex would have ever been 19th in defense in the career, we would have been running laps for 2 years till Buddy Ryan told us to stop.
And Rex would have wanted to quit himself if they were 19th in the league, if that were the case. And Bart, to your point, biggest players in biggest games, Dalton Schultz is a nice tight end. There's no way Dalton Schultz should be leading the Cowboys in receiving yesterday. Half of his yardage, by the way, coming on one play. So with all of that in mind, guess who's not ready to say it was the player's fault? Here's Jerry Jones on having the players to be successful.
Well, I think this is a time that when you get this combination of players together, you need to have success, because we all know how it goes in the NFL. The whole thing is set up to take away from the best and add to the ones that need improvement. And personnel-wise, I think we have one of the best.
Stop, stop, because all you're doing there is saying the general manager, me, didn't screw this up. This was all about the coaching. You're right. When you talk about those other guys,
how can it be
and
about
the fact
coaching?
That they weren't involved.
How can it be about coaching if both of his coordinators are up for head coaching jobs? So how is it about them, Jerry?
Yeah.
It's about you, and it's that soft-ass environment. I told you, I have never lost a game to the Cowboys in my career. Because you want to know why? They walk around with their chest out like they've done something, like they've won something. Texas is big enough to be its own country. You know what I mean? And they walk around and they're treated that way. But don't listen. You heard enough of me. Let's hear from the people.
Let's hear from the people. One more, though, from Jerry Jones. Still, after all of that, even though he just said it, doesn't want to discuss a coaching change right after the game.
Is there any possibility of you making a coaching change?
I don't even want to discuss anything like that at this particular time. No discussion about anything.
Coming out down 13-0, did this team look unprepared tonight?
Again, I'm not going to discuss coaching, the preparation, any of those things. That's not on the table. The game speaks for itself.
Mike McCarthy, call the movers. That's what that means right there. And frankly, I get it. Straight Talk, this has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, and for Alan Hahn today. I'm Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Let's hit the calls. Let's get to it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. It's Barry in Virginia up first today. Barry, you're on ESPN Radio. What's up?
Morning, guys. I usually don't call in. I just listen, but Bart has me so fired up in a good way. I'm a Ravens fan, by the way, Bart. And
what's up, baby?
I'm so sick of the big names in radio and TV trying to force it down our throat that Dak Prescott is elite quarterback. What has he done to be elite quarterback? Name it. Somebody name it. What has he done to be in this category? He is not elite quarterback.
He's that second tier, right? He's better than Kirk Cousins. He's a guy that can win you some games. He can get streaky, but he's not in the same category as Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, you know, A-Ron. He's that second tier. And some of these young boys are about to pass him. When you think about Burrow, you think about Herbert, he's right there above Derek Carr.
Look, here's the other part of it, too. He's barely above 50% yesterday. Barely.
Yeah, exactly.
At 23 of 43 for 254.
And he didn't. And he had some wide open guys. He couldn't see open.
Yeah. And the other part is this Cowboys offensive line is nowhere near what it used to be. Five times.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't even have Nick Bosa in the second half on the field. Five sacks.
Listen, Connor Williams, I remember I was like, oh, man, Connor Williams, man, maybe the Jets should get him. No, this dude is a walking bucket. You go against him, you shooting a layup. Like, Connor Williams is a problem. Travis Frederick, when he left, you know, that's when they were the Great Wall. And now you look at Tyron Smith, just the wear and tear on his body. It started, and I started to notice it when Chandler Jones went to town on him the other week. A couple weeks ago when they played against the Cardinals, and Chandler Jones was killing them. They got to ask themselves, you know, is it time to reboot? Is it time to let Zeke go so we can get some of this money back? Because they have to go shopping, and they have to rebuild this offensive line because it's patchy right now. They got to get that right tackle, and they got to get the future of their left tackle position solidified, because Tyron Smith, I don't know how many more years he has at that top elite level. He's falling off that cliff.
He's off it. There's no more years left. He's off it. He fell off that cliff. Quentin in Illinois is next on ESPN Radio. Quentin, what's up? Who do you blame?
I blame the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm a fan. I've been a fan since, oh, my gosh, 12, 13 years old. I've seen them play real football. That was not real football. I changed the channels in the first quarter.
Because you can see the difference in physicality, correct? You can see that, you know, the way that San Francisco played football is the way that the Cowboys used to play football in the 90s when they had that great offensive line.
Niners came in on that first series and said, we're going to pound you all day. And this is going to be an ugly afternoon for you. By the way, I'm calling Fugazi on that. You do not you're not switching the channel after the first quarter. You're not doing
well,
that.
Well, you, listen, if you're a fan, sometimes you switch because you hope if you don't watch, then the team fortunes a turn, and then you start flicking back and forth like thinking, okay, if I don't watch, then they'll get better. If I keep watching, it's going to go
down.
Samuels came out and said, what did the five fingers say to the face? Smack! And they had no pushback, man.
Mark in New Jersey is next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Mark, who do you blame, brother?
What's up, gentlemen? I blame a couple of things. First of all, the Cowboys are like the New York Mets. They win everything in the preseason. They hype their chest up. They talk about how good they are, and they're nothing. They don't recognize you got to play the game. They spotted 7 points. To San Fran right off the bat, they were lifeless. So the fact that the coaches didn't get them riled up makes me heated. But more so, Zeke Elliott used to make people fear him. He was a 4 yard with that forward lean. Next thing you know, it's 2nd and 5 or 6, and you have real plays. He goes down after arm tackles now. He's the shell of the beast he was as a Buckeye and a rookie or second year. I blame Zeke because there was no one afraid of Zeke. No one caring about that so they could focus on the passing. CeeDee Lamb got nothing done, and I think that's Zeke's fault.
Well, how about put Pollard in there? Because we know Pollard got juice. So how about put it on Kellen Moore? Because when you talk about only – listen, this game wasn't out of control to the point where you had to abandon the running game. But like I said before, you get these coordinators that hear their names up in coaching head coaching circles. They want to try and prove it's about them. And it's nothing about them when you're running the football. It's about the line. It's about everybody else. When you got these fancy little plays, you put all these passing yards up, you can say, look at me. I'm a genius.
Yeah, didn't look any bit like it yesterday, that's for sure. How about Shay in Virginia next on Bart and Hahn? Shay, what's up?
Hey, guys. Straight up, best show on sports radio. You guys are a ton of entertainment, and that was great. Bart Scott, shout out to you, brother. You were an amazing talent on the field, and you were probably my most entertaining personality on sports radio as well, bro. Great analysis. To Dallas, they lost that game, like y'all were saying, just because of physicality, man. I'm a Rams fan. I watched what they did to us. I knew what they were going to do to us. They're just a more physical team than Dallas. I put a lot of that Mike McCarthy, though, his inability to make adjustments in the second half. They were getting killed. His O-line was getting killed by that defense, and they weren't even sending board four guys or five guys at a time. See, I just feel like a lot of that comes down to McCarthy for not making adjustments.
But here's the crazy thing, right? We call Kellen Moore the genius. Really, it's about Kellen Moore making the adjustments. It's about him making adjustments more than Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is over here overseeing the whole operation. Clock management, that's McCarthy, right? But you talk about adjustment, that's the coordinator. That's his job. It's his offense.
Let's hear a little bit more from Mike, though, because you know you're going to hear about it all through the next week until something actually happens with the Cowboys. Here he is on his job security after the game.
Do you have any concerns about your future with this organization?
I don't have any concerns. I'm proud to be standing here today. Proud of my football team.
What? That's the dumbest statement in the world. Just say I'm proud to be here. How are you proud of your football team for getting select at home? Did you see the excitement? Did you see when they opened the doors? It looked like a stampede. I thought somebody was going to get trampled. You know, you saw the old people moving out the way. You know, the people running for the standing room only. Like, that's the excitement. They deserve better. I mean, listen, those Dallas fans knew that it was over with early. You know, because you look at the girl that became a meme, she knew it was over, and then they got a little excitement, only to feel like they had hope, only to have it ripped out of their chest, ripped out
of their chest. I have to say, the couple embracing.
Yeah. Yeah. No soup for you tonight.
Carlos in Fort Worth is next on Bart and Hahn ESPN Radio. Carlos, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show. Not to beat a dead horse, but why are we expecting Super Bowl caliber play out of a backup quarterback?
He's not a backup.
Come on.
You can't slander him that bad.
Hey, guys. Was anybody looking to trade to get Dak on their team? No. Was anybody? He just happened to be in the right space at the right time when Tony Romo went down.
Let's call it what it is. Come on now. That's not fair. If Dak had hit the open market last year, he would have gotten just as much money. Yeah, he absolutely would.
But he's not elite, to your point.
He's not elite.
He's not better than a starter. He's not better than Lamar Jackson, right?
No.
He's in the middle. He's in the middle with Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins. He's a guy with everything around him perfect. He can play at such a high level. Remember, he didn't start becoming a superstar. We didn't start looking at him that way until they made the trade for Amari Cooper. They had to give up a first-round draft pick to go get him another receiver. He has everything, right? He's supposed to have the best line. He has three great receivers. You think about Gallup and all those guys. He's just not elite, but he's getting paid elite because that's what the market dictates. It's okay. Dellavedova got paid cheese.
Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio. It's Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. We are just getting started. So much more with the Cowboys to discuss and the rest of the games from the weekend, including the last possibly that we have seen of an all-time great. Was it the last time? We discuss in moments right after Bart tells you all about our friends from SelectQuote.
Now is the time to reset the clock. So if you don't yet have life insurance, listen up, because just a couple of minutes out of your day can make a big difference for the ones you love and the ones that love you. You don't want just any company for your life insurance. You need a pro. You need SelectQuote. For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% and more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. Check it out. SelectQuote found a 40-year-old guy with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $90 a month. That's right, $90 a month. Seriously, that's nothing to be able to protect your family. Plus, quotes at SelectQuote are free and only takes minutes. Do me a favor. Take a couple of minutes to get your quote right. Call 1-800-960-3030. That's 1-800-960-3030. 1-800-960-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Full details on sample policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. Back after this with your calls.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
In the pocket, step up, firing down the near side. Kelce at the 20, 15 to the 10, and into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City on a tightrope catch and run of 48 yards on 3rd and 20.
Certainly not the way Ben Roethlisberger wanted it to end for a Hall of Fame career. That, of course, the call on 106.5 The Wolf in Kansas City as the Chiefs absolutely roll last night. Bart and Han on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin in for Alan Han today, along with Bart Scott. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Bart, for Roethlisberger, you don't want it to end that way. You knew it was going to end that way, considering the whole situation it took for the Steelers to just even get into the playoffs. And who they were going up against. And while there may have been hope early, there were some strange things happening in the game that actually kept that game close for as long as it did. And that was only until the middle of the second quarter. And frankly, Roethlisberger looked like a quarterback that should be retiring at this point.
Yeah, it took me back to mice and men. It may be time for Ben to go tend to them rabbits. You know what I mean? You might have to take him out back and put him out of his football misery. You know, but it was funny, man, because early in the game you had Steph Mahomes, you know, doing a no-look, throw it across, and T.J. Watt did his best job to try and keep them in it. But you saw early on that they just didn't have the speed on the outside. They didn't have the creativity. They didn't have the safety play, the miscommunications on the over route from Kelce. You knew it was only a matter of time. And when they got rolling, it looked like it was going to be a laugher, man. And as a defensive player, that is a tough place to be where you have no answers for anything. I mean, come on, man. Tyreek Hill, I think he ran 55 yards before the play even started on the shuffle pass. He went back, and came in. It's like, listen, man, listen, you're going to do all that, man. Here's the touchdown. You can have it.
I can't save the effort.
I can't compute with all that stuff, man. But I tell you what, I mean, they look like they were in form. I really can't have a true assessment on this offensive line. I mean, on this offense, or I'm sorry, the defense for Kansas City, because the offense for the Steelers are just so horrible. I mean, we're talking about Ezekiel Elliott, right? We're talking about how, like, hey, he doesn't have it anymore. We're talking about all the other guys. You know what I mean? You talk about Todd Gurley. You talk about all the first-round draft pick running backs that we see. Outside of Derrick Henry, none of them have been worth it. We hear that Christian McCaffrey is potentially up or available. Saquon Barkley hasn't lived up to expectations. And the Steelers decided to go and spend a first-round pick on a running back, which is great if this was like 1998 or 2001. The game has changed, and they might have been a little bit better by going out and trying to get some offensive lineman help, because that offensive line is horrible, and I don't know how it changes. They're going to have to go out and spend a lot of money, and maybe Ben Roethlisberger's money come off the books, but that offense was inept. And listen, Deontay Johnson, if you're going to be talking all that smoke about don't be saying nothing when we win, at least catch the damn ball 30% of the time. How many drops did this dude have? And I hate when guys talk stuff and then you don't show up. You the one that
and
don't
then
show
a false
up.
Start as well. A false start in basically the beginning of the second quarter. I mean, those are the kind of things you can't do when you're going to talk like that. You're 100% right about Najee Harris, especially for an organization that over the years has found those running backs without a problem and been able to run the football. For Pete's sake, the highest that they had basically had was Le'Veon Bell, who was a second-round pick.
Yeah, Willie Parker was damn near undrafted.
Willie Parker, absolutely. You can go down the list. And then there's Roethlisberger. And, Bart, look, he has not been the same player. And you can watch that game last night and see him missing receivers as badly as he is and just understand where he is in his career. And he knows it. Here he is after the game on his time in Pittsburgh.
I don't know. I mean, I've been here a long time, and it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, God has blessed me. You know, we joke a lot, you know, about the Browns and going there, but it was meant to be that I was going to wear black and gold. Draft day, I had a black suit on with a gold tie. I mean, I'm just so thankful. I hope that I'm able to pass the legacy of what it is to be a Steeler.
Look, I think he's going to go down as one of the all-time greats in the history of the organization. Didn't win as many Super Bowls as Terry Bradshaw, but certainly right there with Terry Bradshaw is the greatest quarterback in the history of the organization.
Well, they love him more than Terry Bradshaw because Terry Bradshaw is like – he's like the – like nobody – he's been so critical of the organization, man. I don't even know if he's welcome back. So, you know, by default, he definitely goes to the top as far as, you know, great quarterbacks in this storied franchise.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Johnny in Baltimore is up next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Johnny, what's going on? All right, next up, Brian in Los Angeles. Johnny bailed out. Weak sauce. Brian, what's going on, bud?
All right, what's up, guys? Listen, I know everyone's sick of talking about the Cowboys. I just got a couple quick points for you.
So one thing, San Francisco went in, took care of business. Congratulations to them. Dallas did not show up. I am a big Cowboys fan, and I'm upset as everybody. But let's be real about a couple things here. One, the call earlier, Dak Prescott being a backup quarterback.
Come on, silly.
Ridiculous. Have you seen the Saints play the last few weeks? That's backup quarterback play. Have you seen Sean Mannion when he stepped in for Cousins? That's backup quarterback play. Not fair to say. Let's move on past that. Now, in terms of my biggest point, this was a good season for the for Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Overall, I mean, let me just say this real quick. We took care of business in the East, and that's what you're supposed to do.
How difficult is that?
That's like saying the Cowboys took care of business in an American conference.
All I'm saying is they did what they were supposed to do. They went 6-0, and that's
good for you. That's not exactly what the standard has been set.
Is that how far the franchise has fallen? I mean, I promise you, I believe that the Washington football team wins the division if Ryan Fitzpatrick, shirtless Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, shows up and is available. You know, listen, you can't, you know, just because you beat your division, that's an indictment on your division. I mean, and going forward, are you confident with 3 first-round draft picks next year that Philadelphia won't be able to reload and be better than what they were this year and really give you a run for your money? Now that they know how to play with their quarterback and go out and get him more weapons, the best offensive line in the division is in Philly.
Yeah, by far. By far. And look,
best receiver is in Philly.
You can't sell me. Well, let's not get nuts here, but you can't sell me on the idea that this was a good year for the Cowboys. Stop with that, because it's not. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. It's Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn today, along with Bart Scott on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker at Play ESPN Radio. There is more wild card football tonight as Super Wild Card Weekend wraps up. So who is going to find their form and actually move on? We will tell you in just moments, plus more of your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN on that disaster of a Cowboy loss and whatever you want on the wild card. All of this right after Bart tells you about our friends from Vivid Seats.
With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right, every alley-oop slam, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. And your calls will too right after this.
Bart and Hahn.
What after this weekend, there were a couple of impressive performances, and there were a couple of teams that looked like they are primed and ready for a run. It's Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Bart, which team would you look at this weekend and say they were the most impressive of Wild Card Weekend?
Come on, son.
Yeah, I know.
We talk about, you know, the blue man himself, you know what I'm saying, Josh Allen, what he was able to do. I'm talking about this was a dismantling of arguably the greatest defensive coach of all times. This was a slacking. You talk about putting somebody over your lap and spanking you, saying, I'm your daddy now. Like, this dude has destroyed the Patriots. Yeah, I call them the Patriots. They no longer the Patriots, man. Listen, you talk about mac and cheese and all the money that was spent in the offseason, and listen, It didn't help. I mean, you talk about them being the least physical team. I think that they got tired of hearing it. You know, talk about Singletary running the ball in between the tackles. I mean, I listen.
I still think they didn't run the ball enough.
Yeah, but I mean,
they won by 30.
I mean, listen, that was impressive. And I mean, you talk about the third time. We just thought that Bill Belichick was going to come up with something to slow him down and stop him. And I listened back to Sean McDermott saying, hey, man, you know, after the first game, if you want to crown, you know, Bill Belichick, you didn't crown him. But I'm telling you, he said this was more about, you know, the Bills and not what, you know, the Patriots did. Man, that was some impressive stuff. And then I go to Cincinnati, you know, Skyline Chili. You know what I mean? Listen, I thought that, you know, you know, you talk about the controversial call, whether the whistle blew or didn't blow. But, you know, the fact that Joe Burrow only had, you know, 10 incompletions. You know, the fact that he was very effective. And I thought maybe they were a little tight early on. But, you know, I thought they took care of business. They were the favorite, and they should have been the favorite. But, you know, we said that about the Dallas Cowboys, you know, and they proved that, hey, they belong and that, hey, they're going to have to be dealt with for the future before. You know, everybody else, man, I mean, you look at Philly and you look at Pittsburgh, it's like, man, I can't even get that time of my life back. You know what I mean? It's
yeah. Like, listen, I get that. I'll get to the Buccaneers in a second because I do think that a lot of people, myself included, felt like maybe they could be in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, given yeah, the fact trouble.
That well, right. in the fact that they hadn't played that great up until last week. I think we felt like that was possible, especially with all the injuries that they had at wide receiver. However, it starts and ends with Buffalo. And to me, the group that is not getting their love because of Josh Allen is the Buffalo defense.
Oh, yeah.
That is a nasty defense, Bart, in every single way. I mean, that game was what, 34-0, 27-0, whatever it was the other night?
Yeah.
I mean, it was 24-0. It was absolutely brutal watching what was going on there. And that defense is so, so good and dominant. Micah Hyde, that play, you just don't see that play.
Yeah, not from safeties. Yeah, that's some Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu yes. type stuff right there.
Absolutely
to be able to have
true.
The ball skills to go underneath the receiver and be able to take over and take the ball away from him when it looked like it was going to fall right into the basket. And, you know, Mac Jones, you know, has to go back to the drawing board. This was a great experience for him, but I think everybody knows
they need some actual receivers.
Yeah, yeah. Not just tight ends.
Yeah.
You know, Nelson Aguilar, you know, they try to get him that. You know, they got to upgrade. They got to upgrade big time. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to go out for a guy like Mike Williams, which reminds me a little bit of N'Keal Harry, but they need a true number one, especially if you're going to have a quarterback that's not special.
Yeah, listen, guys like Harry have not developed into what they thought he was going to be so far, but, boy, the Bills showed an awful lot. We should call it Super Wild Card Weekend because it goes into Monday night, and I'm looking forward to tonight with the Rams and the Cardinals, and today is a day for doing, and the Cardinals and Rams, Matt Stafford and Kyler Murray, they have got to get it done. It's Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio. And on ESPN Plus, you know, Bart, tonight they close it out on Monday Night Football. The winner moves on to play the Buccaneers Sunday afternoon. Now, neither of these teams has played great later in the year or even played well at times. So I'm very much of the opinion that the Cardinals are actually going to figure this out. I picked the Rams the other day. But over the last couple of days, I'm developing one of those bad feelings about the Rams where earlier in the year, I was certainly one of those people out front on the Matthew Stafford for MVP bandwagon, and it has looked worse as the season has gone along.
Yeah, you talk about somebody with, I mean, you talk about must-win, you know, type of aspirations. I mean, because last year, Warford was able to get them a dub coming in relief for Jared Goff because of the thumb issue. You know, they move heaven and earth. They went out and got Von Miller. This is an organization that is all in. But then again, so is the Arizona Cardinals. They identified early in the season that they thought that they were a team that was close to being a true Super Bowl contender. They went out and got A.J. Green. They made the trade for Zach Ertz. They went and signed J.J. Watt, you know, to bring some veteran leadership to a very young team. DeAndre Hopkins was the move from before. I don't know. Both of these teams are pretty much in the same position. They both have to have it. Because if Kyler Murray comes up short, then what are we going to start saying about him going into his fourth year next season? You know, because this division, they're going to be going against each other for a while. And, you know, Trey Lance may not be up to speed, but, you know, we look at San Francisco and look at how dominating they are. You know, I think that's why Russell Wilson wants to get the hell out of the division. So, I mean, this is going to be the rubber match, and let's see who can pull it off. You know, first round went to Arizona, second round went to the Rams. Let's see who's going to come up big because, listen, I think the Cardinals being on the road is a good thing. For some reason, they play better on the road, 8-1. You know, so that's not like, oh, well, home field advantage. There's no home field advantage in SoFi.
No, it doesn't feel like they have a great one there at all. And I'm a big Stafford fan, but I'm having trouble.
He's out of excuses.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not even convinced that he's 100% healthy, but it doesn't matter. He's playing.
Yeah, nobody cares. He better shoot that thing up. Listen, you didn't come all the way this way out of the football purgatory and to get an opportunity to show up small, right? You've had a lot of apologists, right? We blamed it on the Lions, one of the worst franchises in the NFL. And now it's your turn to prove us right. Because if not, I'm jumping off that bandwagon.
Well, as we said, it's a day for doing. And we'll see if Stafford or Kyler Murray can get it done. Brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. We return to the phones. Let's hit Ralph in North Carolina up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. Ralph, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Chris, Bart, great show as always. I'm an old Cowboy fan. I go back to Staubach. And before we even get into that train wreck of a last minute, that Pop Warner ball, you're the Dallas Cowboys' highest scoring team in the league. You score 7 points at home in the first half. Hey, Bart, you played on some great defense. San Fran's good. They're not that good. The second point I wanted to make, 14 penalties. And guys, keep me honest. 6 of them were pre-snap. That cannot happen in a playoff game. I'm frustrated and wanted to know your thoughts.
I mean, it's a lack of discipline. You talk about Randy Gregory picked the right, wrong time to have one of his worst performances. Looked like we've seen him early in the season kind of out of control. And, like, he was truly out of control. You got to keep your composure in those moments because those pre-snap penalties, jumping off sides and holding and all that stuff, those were pivotal. So everybody want to throw, smoke at the kid that put their legal hands to the face to Mac, and death threats or whatever they're saying to about his family. You got to put that squarely on the shoulder of your leaders, and Gregory's supposed to be that. And they've stuck with him.
It's on the players, but, Bart, they're a poorly coached team. And it's on the coach as well. And that is the biggest question that lies ahead. Should Mike McCarthy be replaced after last night? We ask an expert next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.